Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
And today we're watching episode 499 of Power Rangers, Dino Thunder, episode 3, Wave Goodbye.
It aired February 21st, 2004, written by Doug Sloan, directed by Chuck Haskell. Chuck Haskell, who directed also the last two, which were good, so...
So maybe this one will be good too then.
Chuck Haskell got an MVP from me, I think, last episode.
I think last time you MVP'd Chucky, yeah.
So he's got his own big shoes to fill for this one.
You got a lot to live up to yourself from last week. If you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording, we go watch an episode of Power Rangers, we come back, we talk about it. You can follow along if you got Netflix or the DVDs, and should, because two episodes in, and I think about Dino Thunder a lot more than I think about some other seasons of Power Rangers. And I've only seen the two episodes thus far, so I'm hope. What if it's just good the whole time? Wouldn't that be nice?
Oh, that would be so good. If it was just good and nothing in it was stupid or frustrating.
Yeah. That, I just don't want, even if it's stupid in a fun way, that I just don't want it to be frustrating.
Don't want Mara and Capri to happen again.
Yeah. I don't want them to be like, secretly Cassidy was the Pink Ranger the whole time, but she's so dumb she forgot how to morph or whatever. Oh, that would be bad. Anyway, we're going to go watch Wave Goodbye.
Dino Thunder Power Up. We're back, and we just watched Wave Goodbye, and those are the facts, Jack.
Did you stall? What happened there?
I don't know what I usually say after that.
You know, we kind of feel it out. We just kind of see what. Yeah, it was pretty good. It's pretty good. I like it. They introduce a new character.
Which bums me out.
So that was something. We'll see where that goes. They also introduced something that when I saw what was happening before my eyes, it tickled me pink because boy, was this made in 2004. Like, for sure. HeyJakeandJosh.com. That's the website. You can go there. You can listen to old episodes of the podcast. There's also an RSS feed that you can go listen to. It's got all of our episodes up through Wild Force, all the first 10 years of our show. Well, not of our show, but 10 years of Power Rangers. It was only like 6 years. We speed ran Power Rangers. We're kind of speed running Power Rangers. And that's on there. You can email us at littleidiots.morphinggrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter @MorphinGrid. We're on Apple Pie Podcasts. We're on Google Play and Podknife and Podbay and Podbaby and Podcafe.com. Come get an apple juice at the Pod Cafe. Get a nice cider or a soda.
I swear, at the end of the episode, she was like, hey, what happened to you was a bummer. Here's some beers. Don't tell anybody.
Kind of, but it was like, here's a soda on the house. You know, yeah, a nice calming drink, a soda. Here's a Surge to chill you out from your bummer.
Take the edge off with Surge.
And he's like, thanks. I didn't want to sleep tonight because it used to be chock-a-block with caffeine. It was full of it was loaded with carbos up to your gills. And if you drank one, you got in so much trouble that you were not allowed to drink Surge again until Surge died, and you had to be an adult when it came back, and your mom couldn't tell you not to drink Surge anymore.
Yeah, word on the street is that it actually got taken off the shelves because they were unable to regulate it.
Yeah.
It was too dangerous.
Wild.
Too dangerous for teens. Surge soda.
Too dangerous. You can leave us a rating review at any of those places. You're also on Patreon, patreon.com/HeyJakeandJosh. For as little as $1 a month, you can help support the show. You get early episodes and bonus episodes and cool stuff like that. And Josh, today the bill is due.
Yep.
So we got to do it.
Our mouth has written a check that our butts have to cash.
And it's time for the butts to cash it. And we're going to do it. We're going to read all 160 patrons in whatever order. Every time we do this, the Patreon has changed.
I hope Because we both have the list pulled up. Yeah, I hope it's in the same order. This is going to get very
confusing.
That would
be cool. It looks like it is for me in newest to oldest.
Okay, I don't know how you're telling that.
On the side it says join date, and that's...
Okay.
All right, Josh, you ready? I'm going to start, and then we're just going to rotate, okay?
All right.
Also, everybody, there are four pages. It's not in one big list, so there's going to be parts where we gotta
wait for a new page to load.
First up is Matthew. Thank you, Matthew.
Next, we have Samuel T. Thank you.
Jared H. Thank you.
And thank you to Caitlin G.
And Jackie A.
And Kururu.
That's a good name. I do want to quickly go back real quick because Samuel gave us £1 a month.
Ooh.
So that's technically worth more than one American dollar, and I feel like that's an oversight from Patreon.
It's got some change attached, which is
so thank
strange.
You very much. Sarah H. is a patron. Thank you, Sarah.
And Aaron F., thank you.
And Ran H., thank you.
Thank you to KC.
Thank you, Tavaris. Boy, does dyslexia want to turn that into Taravis. Which is probably not your name.
And thank you to Getty.
Jams W, thank you.
Thank you, Doug B.
And thank you, Amy I.
Reggie L, thank you.
Reggie. Violet Wisp, thank you.
Was that a bit, the Reggie thing?
I just like the name Reggie.
Oh, okay. No, I get it. Like it. thank you to Will R.
Thank you, Rep.
Thank you, John U.
Thank you, Matt G.
And thank you, Lucas E.
Bobby B. Thank you.
Bobby B. And thank you, Scotia B.
And no relation. Thank you, Nathan H.
Thank you, Mason G.
Thank you. It's a secret. I'm not going to tell who that person is. It's
you guys
a secret.
Don't get to know.
Nope.
And thank you to Christopher R.
Oh, I don't have a last name. It just says Christopher and then and an ellipsis. So Cameron S., thank you.
Thank you, John W.
Oh, boy. Thanks for this one. JBI? That cannot be right. I'm going to say JB. You know what? The logo is a J, a B, and an I. I'm going to say it's JBI.
Okay. This next one, I don't know what the second word is because I also just have dots here. So thank you to Encyclopedic.
It's Encyclopedic Avenger. If you hover over it, apparently it gives you the whole name.
Oh,
good
Jake,
to know.
There's no
learning
time
new
for
things.
That.
Learning new things. Catherine, thank you very much.
Thank you, Mark S.
Pete S., thank you.
And thank you, Scott M.
I don't know. I want to think that's my brother, but I don't think it is.
I don't think he would just put M with an exclamation point.
No. And I also know what his email is, and it's not that one. But thank you, Scott M. Chris W., thank you.
Thank you, Robin L.
Eric M., whose name is a Power Rangers name, which kind of gives it away, but it is very cool. Thank you.
Thank you, Dan R.
And the Ben Hatton. Thank you.
And thank you, DGZ.
A lot of letters stretched out into words.
Phonetically spelled out, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe it's Degizy? Degizy? It's only one E after the D.
And the first,
and then,
yeah.
I don't know. But thank you.
Thank you, Stranad.
Oh, yes, Dr. Stranad. My favorite character for the Black Tapes. Thank you, Taylor S.
Thank you, Vodicky.
And thank you, Terrence K.
And Buddy G, thank you.
That's a fake name.
Oh, it's gotta be, but still.
It's a good one. Thank you, Brendan.
Thank you, Severn.
Thank you, Sean M.
One page down. Let's see if it's still in the same order. Jonathan S, thank you.
And thank you, Louis O.
Might be Luis.
Might be Luis. Luis O, thank you.
Either way, thank you. Jordan B, also thank you.
Thank you, Petra T.
Thank you, Morpheus M.
Thank you, Chris M.
Stephen B, thank you.
And Matt S, thank you.
I don't think that's the last name.
I don't think it is either. But you did it for the other goofy name, so I did it for this one.
Okay, fine. you're right. You got me there. Elliot Lang. That's our friend. We know Elliot. Thank you very much, Elliot.
I think I'm just going to say this whole one.
Okay.
Thank you, Alyssa Little Bear.
Andrea R. Thank you.
Thank you, Ashley.
Adriana K. Thank you.
And thank you, Alex C.
And Katie Z.
Sierra T. Thank you.
Matthias, the Scorpion King himself. Thank you.
Wow, we've made it. We've done it. Big names on here.
Hey, they're going to reboot Scorpion King. And I was like, just make the sixth one, cowards. Why reboot it?
Whatever.
Just keep going, man. I already bought the collection of the five of them. Just keep going.
Seamus H, thank you.
Ashley R, thank you.
Thank you to Stuart C.
And Adam J, thank you.
And Bishop J, thank you.
And Derek O, also thank you.
And thank you to Digital Tests. Not physical tests.
Not analog tests.
Or analog tests.
William, thank you. William M.
Thank you, Patricia B.
That's my Auntie Patty. I keep forgetting that she doesn't. That's so weird that she doesn't listen to these. So, Auntie Patty is weird.
Just very supportive. But thank you.
Nathan B. Thank you.
None of my family is on here supporting us. Thank you to Megan M.
The only thing she's ever listened to, I think, is the Supermarket Sleep episode of GasCast, and that's it.
Oh, boy. I don't want to talk about the reboot of Supermarket Sleep. I will just say I did not enjoy it.
I haven't watched it yet because it looks like it doesn't have the soul that the...
There's no soul. Oh. It's just a Tannis husk of Supermarket Sleep.
Oh, no. where were we? Megan M?
Yeah.
Did you say Nathan B or did I? Did one of us say Nathan B?
I said your Auntie Patty.
Okay, so I didn't. Nathan B, thank you.
And thank you, Megan M.
Mirai B, thank you.
And thank you, Luke L.
And Susie N, thank you.
And thank you to Ian S.
I feel like we do this every time, but I read that as Ian, and I know that's a problem with me, because it's the word Ian.
Yeah, it's a name. It's like an actual name.
It's like a name that humans have, and I just read it as Ian, like some sort of elf. L-E-A, thank you.
And thank you to Moki S.
Thank you to Sheriff Jetsorian, our favorite rocket-powered dinosaur. So far, we don't know where the season goes.
That's true. Thank you to Matthew J.
That's Matt J from the Super Sentai Bros. It's a good dude. John L., thank you.
And thank you, Mitchell.
Mitchell?
Just your boy Mitchell. Mitchell.
Your it's boy Mitch. Mitchell. Charles A., thank you.
Thank you, Brandon C.
Vigilant Emily, thank you.
And thank you, Nightlight.
Noah K., thank you so much.
And thank you, Michael L.,
And Chris L., no relation.
And Cassidy C., thank you.
Former guest of the show, Cassidy. A deerfish. Just one, but thank you. Whichever deerfish you are.
And Raina J., thank you.
Kate B., thank you.
Rebecca R., thank you.
Page 3, getting so close.
Hit the halfway point.
It's over. I think we're at 2/3. I think there's going to be one person on the last page.
Oh, good.
Christopher, thank you.
And thank you, Mallory.
And Greg G, thank you.
And thank you, Tanner V.
Another former guest of the show. Soul Blaze, which sounds like a battle bot. Thank you.
Thank you, Sam.
And Cam B, thank you.
And thank you to Christina Woods, also our friend and fellow podcaster.
And former guest.
And former guest.
She was on. We finally got her on last season. We've known her for years. And we finally got her on to one of our shows last year. The very serious Lewis. Thank you.
Thank you to Kyle B.
And Mal. Thank you.
And thank you, Elizabeth B.
And thank you, Jeff. I'm sorry that your name is my go-to name of a person, like a random person name.
It's just like the default. Oh, that guy's Jeff.
It's like a Jeff. Like, I just always go to a Jeff. But thank you for your service and your patronage.
And thank you, Carson.
John B., thank you.
And thank you, Jeremy G.
And Anne M., a guest that was on Pokemon World Tour. Thank you. World Tour United, in fact.
And thank you to, I think this is right, Alvina.
We have never, that's how we've said it, and we've never been corrected. And they've been a patron for a very long time, so I'm assuming we're correct. Sizzle, thank you.
And thank you to Guillaume B.
Jack R., thank you.
And Riley Hopkins, thank you, guest of the show, and also fellow podcaster and like game designer. And Riley does a lot.
Riley does a lot. Nicole V., thank you.
Charged Archetype, thank you.
Brogan Z., maybe my favorite name of all of our patrons, thank you.
And thank you to Redemption.
And Alberto Q., thank you.
And Chris B., thank you.
I think that's Bibbs. I'm 90% certain that is Mr. Bibbs.
Yeah.
And Benny.
Benny.
Benny. Benny, my man. My main man. Thank you, Benny.
And thank you to Ken A.
Hey, you know what's funny about Ken A is that's really close to the fake name Tony used to do when he would talk about doing crimes.
It is close.
I think that was Ken Adams. So
it was, yeah.
It's not the same. Valerie M., thank
also,
you.
Also, if you say it really quick, it's like Ken A.
Ken A. Valerie M., thank you so much.
And thank you to Griffin. If you could just tell your brother that we would like him to guest on the next episode, that would be great.
That would be super great. Mike, thank you.
Thank you to Midori I.
And Alex H.
And Janine J., thank you.
And KD. The K is not the letter. It's a whole name. Like my grandmother. Like my Grammy's name.
Your Grammy's name is K?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And thank you to James G.
And Lewis A., thank you so much.
And Jackie M., we thank you.
We thank you.
I don't know
why
you
said that, like how Wiz Khalifa says that to the troops at the end of Pitch Perfect 3. Not Wiz Khalifa, DJ Khaled. Totally different guy. I don't know anything about Wiz Khalifa. I do know DJ Khaled is an alien from outer space, but Jackie, thank you. Adam C., thank you as well.
And thank you to Daniel M.
And Matt M. No relation. That joke's still funny to me, so I'm going to keep doing it.
And Ben H., thank you.
Anthony C., thank you.
Nathan G., thank you.
Joe Hatfield, our buddy. Thank you, Joe.
And thank you to James F.
Also our buddy.
Yeah. We're in the buddy list now.
We're in the buddy section.
We're on our AOL buddy list.
Yeah, we're in the long timers at this point. Shannon Maynor, thank you very much.
And thank you to Scott Mason. That is your brother.
That is my brother. The other one, not my brother. This one, my brother. And finally, last page.
It was more on than one on here. That's not too bad, though.
That's not too bad. Tammy, thank you.
And thank you to Annie and Jonathan Creighton, our friends who have guested, not on this show, I don't think, but they have guested on Annie's Pokemon World Tour.
Annie was on this show. She was on the Confusion episode back in Turbo a million years ago.
That's right.
Yeah, we made her have to watch that episode with us. Steph, thank you.
And thank you to Dowd F.
Also former guest of the show. He was on the pizza episode.
Yeah.
Jonathan M., thank you so much.
And you usually get this one because you usually do a joke, but I'm going to just play it straight. Thank you to Alan Sells.
Thank you, Alan. I do usually do a goof there. Hoops, thank you.
And thank you to Joshua W.
And Raymond, thank you so much. Also, former guest of the show.
And thank you to Sky, another friend, and I think definitely a guest on the show. At least the Ninja Turtles episode, right?
No, that was Calvin that was on that. Sky was on the, which Turbo was? It was the Cassie's Dog is a Human episode, I believe. The Cassie's Dog is Turned into a Human episode. Thank you all so much. That was, I feel like, 45 minutes.
That was a long time.
Thank you so much. It never stops to be extremely humbling that so many people have decided that these two idiots are worth their time and money, and we appreciate it. And thank you to everyone who's ever been a patron, because, like, we get it.
Yeah.
You know, times.
These unprecedented times.
They're unprecedented. The unprecedented times put hard times on us all, and we get it. That is it for that. I do have an email. I might have two emails. We just read patron names for 40 minutes, so we'll save that for next week. Josh.
Yes.
Do you want to talk about Wave Goodbye?
I do.
We start off at Haley's Cyberspace. What is this, you may be wondering? Me too. Buckle up. It's so, not what I wanted it to be, but it is close.
It's so weird. Because
we'll
inside,
talk about it in a second.
Right? Because that's where we're going. Does something happen first?
Yeah, Connor and Kira come up and they're like, why are we here? And
oh, hang on.
They're
we
like,
have to...
Ethan wanted us to be here. So then they go inside and Josh.
We
yes,
have to
what?
Hard pause on Kira. Why is she wearing one of those smelly gym shirts over her regular clothes?
Because she's alternative, Josh.
I
I feel like in 2004 they started selling them at Hot Topic. And
I
so...
just don't think I've ever seen someone wear one of those as a choice. It was
it's
always
layers,
like we're playing dodgeball and you're on the green team and you're on the red team. Here's some stinky shirts we've never washed.
Is this
some
one black or
balls.
Is it yellow?
It's yellow. It's bright
it's
yellow.
Yellow
over her like her black shirt.
She definitely shops at like whoever does costuming shops exclusively at Hot Topic for Kira and your boy's a fan. I'm not gonna try to dance around it.
The rest of her outfit is good. It's just the shirt.
I don't mind the gym shirt. Maybe she just had gym last period and forgot to take it off and it matched her outfit.
It looks so stiff. Like it looks like it's made out of hard plastic.
Well, she hasn't worn it in yet. This one's new. When they're new, they're very rigid. But we've only seen ones that have been used consistently for 20, 30 years. So we've never seen like a brand new one until now. So they go into Haley's Cyberspace, which is Computer Ernie's. It's the computer juice bar.
But it's not. It's like an internet cafe, I guess. But there's not like...
There's no computers there.
Computers. There's some arcade machines and like a bar for teens. And
like a TV.
And that's it.
And like a little stage. And the way they, Ethan's like, basically Ethan says, like, this place has Wi-Fi. And, like, that's it. That's all that he, like, really is all it amounts to. But so they're like, okay, why are we here? And he's like, well, because we're going to be hanging out a lot together for various reasons. And I just wanted to show you what I'm all about.
Yes,
and I'm
we
all
are.
About drinking juice and playing computer games.
We are partners in crime. Fighting. Good joke, Ethan.
Got it.
Got it in one.
To be fair, it's a bad joke. But in this episode, I did notice how much more natural the characters sound than previous seasons.
That's true.
They sound like people, like humans,
yeah.
And not like a someone writing a kid's show who would write a character, which Power Rangers was a lot. And I do appreciate that. So up comes Haley. She owns her cyber cafe. I guess she used to be a spy for the NSA or something.
She just
I forget
has a
what
profile
Ethan
says. On every teenager.
She's like, Kira Ford, you do songs. And she's like, yes. And she's like, you're going to have an audition for this week. And she's like, that would be great. And I'm like, pump the brakes. She didn't say for what yet. I'm assuming she means
just
this
like,
could be like a job tryout. You don't know. You don't want to commit to anything.
Yeah. Every Friday night, you and your band have to play my internet cafe.
Yeah. And
only
so,
if I like you this time.
This time. This is an audition. So she's like, yeah, that's radical. And apparently she just knows about everybody. And also, I do want to say that Kira does do a little, in a positive way, she does do a little gay panic over Haley. She clearly is like, oh, she's pretty. Oh, God. And she's talking to me and wants to let me do songs. Ah, oh, God. I am going to say right now that my theorem that until proven otherwise, all Power Rangers are bi is fully in effect this episode, specifically for Kira.
Definitely
I think
for
we get
Kira.
A full confirmation on Kira in this one.
Ethan is... I don't know. Ethan might be ace. He might be hanging out at Jason's table.
He might be at the Jason table.
Connor probably would sit with Damon, though. That's my early reads on everybody. Okay. All
right. Well, we'll see. We'll see where everybody goes. Haley also is like, because she gives Kira this like audition opportunity. Aiden's like, yeah, she's the greatest. And she knows all informations. She loves informations, and she has a lot of them. And everyone's like, yeah. And Connor's like, what'd she ever do for me?
I didn't mean Damon.
You didn't mean Damon? Do you mean Joel?
I meant Joel.
Different guys.
Yeah, very different guys. But Connor's definitely like, oh, I kiss girls all the time.
See, here's the thing, though, is I feel like Damon is like the positive masculinity version of Joel in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
Connor's like, what'd Haley ever do for me? Which is a weird thing to bring up the first time you're meeting somebody, right? And then she's like, do you want to know about the soccer tryouts that are happening right now? And he's like, I didn't know about this. And like, why not? Why didn't you know about the professional soccer team that your town has?
I'll tell you why, Jake.
Why?
Because he's in high school.
Yeah.
He wouldn't be trying out for the professional team in high school.
He's got home ec. This is not be on a pro
team. This is not a feel-good children's movie from 1996.
No. This isn't Rookie of the Year or whatever.
Where he joins a professional team and saves the day somehow.
So she's like, yeah, the Reefside Wave, guess where the title came from.
Yeah.
It's from the soccer team that apparently a pro soccer team, which, you know, they only really have those in major cities. So does Reefside. Reefside's also got one, and it's the pro soccer team, the Wave.
I only know them by countries.
I know that the American ones, there's the New England Revolution.
The Revolution, yeah. I guess that is the New England team. I just thought that was America's team.
Well, no, there's a bunch of teams from America. I don't know any other ones, but I do know that there's the New England Revolution. I mean, look, soccer's a weird sport to be like, that's the pro team is here in our town. Of all the I mean, maybe that one makes the most sense because, like, people are like, it's soccer, so sure. Like, whatever, right? We're Americans. We're not going to look into it.
Right.
He runs. He literally, Connor, like, dips. He just runs away. Kira's like, I also need to go. I got to put a set list together, and I got to restring my guitar. At some point, she did ask Kira if she wanted something to drink, and Kira's like, I would like an apple juice, because she's, like, disaster buying over there. And, like, can't figure out what to say, so she wants an apple juice, which is a thing I have not ordered since I was a child, like a baby child.
I will order it if I'm ever out for breakfast sometimes, which is never now.
Right.
I used to get it in, like, instead of orange juice.
See, I was always an OJ.
Because OJ is... I get OJ now, but that's like a new development.
Ah, it's your maturing taste buds.
Yeah, I used to be all about the AJ, but now I'm about the OJ.
Ah, I see. So she leaves, and then Ethan's like, I am great. I introduced them to a cool person.
Right.
Good job, Ethan.
Then Kira gave me her apple juice, which is like nuclear yellow in a green bottle.
I don't know what apples you could juice down to make this color, to make it look like Sundrop, but... They did it. Then he gets beeped on his communicator. Can I tell you how much I don't like this communicator sound?
I didn't.
I wrote it down phonetically.
I didn't notice it. Oh, great. Yes,
so
please.
I remembered it. It's ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-deep.
Ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-deep.
Ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-deep. That's it.
We really missed out on the name.
They have a pretty good communicator noise that they probably still have the sound file for. And I know they do because it's in the toys.
But now it's like, it's not relevant to the theme song anymore.
That is fine because it's still the communicator noise. And until one second ago, I didn't realize that the communicator noise was the theme song melody.
Yeah, it's just Go-Go Power Rangers.
I didn't put that together, I don't think, until just now.
What if this one went beep, 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 beep?
That would be cool.
That would
be neat. But it's just like, it sounds like someone turned their, like, microwave off or whatever.
It's just the noise that the other ones made when they didn't work.
Right. It sounds like what happens when you unplug a Keurig. Like, just like. So he's like, Dr. O, you got Ethan. And he's like, cool, come to the woods near the road. And you know the one. And so he goes there. And we cut back to, we don't have a name for the bad guy's lair yet, right? To Mezogog's island lair, to his Bond villain lair.
It's just the evil, the Dr. Evil island, where it's just a big volcano that looks like him. Except it doesn't, really.
No, it looks like a bit like a science building. It looks like a Blade Runner building on an island.
Yeah.
Elsa and Zeltrax are in trouble, and Mezogog's like, you have anything to say for yourself? And Elsa's like, no, because I know that you think that apologizing would be a waste of time when we could just go get him instead. He's like, good job, Elsa. And it like pats her head or something, and it's kind of weird.
It's odd. Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
Here.
Tell me something, brother.
I paid attention to Elsa's name in the opening credits, and I was like, okay. Now at the end credits, when it tells me Principal Randall's name, I'll finally crack this riddle. I'll solve the case.
Okay, is it...
Principal Randall is not in the end credits of this episode.
No, she was in... She wasn't even in the last episode, but she was in the first part of it, so right. I think it still counted.
So...
Dang, the mystery continues.
Yeah, it's frustrating. It's a weird first... It's not Miriam, but it's something like Miriam.
I think actually her name was Miriam, because I remember seeing it, and I know it was like Melanie, or I think.
Maybe it was Miriam. Miriam Smith, I think, is what it said.
Something. I don't know. We'll keep the... More on this as it develops. More on the story as it develops. So... he's like, Tommy's looking for something, or maybe we're looking for something. It was unclear. Somebody's looking for something, and Mezogog wants to make sure that they get it, and that if Tommy's looking for something, he doesn't get it. And we'll see what that is in a little bit. It's goofy in a way that I kind of really liked. So we cut back to Connor. He's trying out for the soccer team. He does a backflip kick, and they didn't immediately sign him. Like, he did, like, the cleanest backflip kick ever, and they were like, we'll see where this goes. Yeah.
Like, all of his other kicks.
I mean, it's a good thing Melvin's dead, so he didn't hear that and have, like, terrible flashbacks to when he was killed by a soccer kick that broke the sound barrier.
In full hockey goalie gear, it just blasted a hole through his chest.
I mean, it's the only thing that they could have protected him, and even that didn't work.
No.
We cut to Tommy and Ethan. They're in the woods. They get up to... Tommy says, as they're going up, after the island exploded, a bunch of my experiments just, like, scattered all over the place. And so I got to find them. And I was like, oh, that's kind of a nice hook for, like, the season, right? Like, there's just every once in a while I can be like, one of my experiments turned up. We can go get it.
But these ones did land in a cluster of three.
They were in a... We'll say they were in a paper bag, and that melted away.
Yes.
And then now they're just sitting there, I guess. I don't know. So they're little eggs. They're little egg boys. And he's like, first we're going to hatch them, then you're going to ride them. Ethan's like, come again for Big Fudge? What did you say? We're going to ride the eggs? I don't know what that means.
Ride the eggs, bruh.
Ride the eggs. Shred the gnar on the eggs. So they're like, we got to be really careful. And they start putting them in a little backpack. And then... Elsa and Zeltrax shows up, and I am confident Zeltrax is either like a boner pill or a blood pressure medication or like for your kidneys or something. I feel like the name Zeltrax is absolutely...
It's a medicine, yeah.
A medicine that I've seen a commercial for. Like, I think like a Krusty shows up, and Tommy's like, who could want these? And then Elsa's like, us. And then Zeltrax is like, are you an idiot, Tommy? And I'm like, yeah, he used to be.
Yeah, he kind of always has been. It's kind of his thing.
Now he's a doctor.
Now he's a doctor idiot.
now he's an idiot who paid a lot of money to get a degree. There's a fight. The fight is a lot. Ethan doing his best, and Tommy playing keep away with the backpack full of egg and doing some kicks and stuff. At some point, Ethan does activate his cool dino power. Because he ends up calling the others, and he says, and this is great, he says, guys, we need dino help. And Connor is on the soccer field, and everyone around him could probably hear his bracelet say, guys, I need dino help. And that's a weird thing to just hear out of nowhere. Kira's getting, I guess she's like coming back from like Guitar Center, because she has like a plastic bag with new strings in it. But then Ethan's like, you wanted this, not me, to one of the Krusties, and they all morph separately.
Yeah, but Kira also is in like a weird industrial back alley.
Yeah. You know where the Guitar Center is.
Yeah.
It's not guitars. Reeves said doesn't have a Guitar Center. There's a guy named Joel who runs a guitar place, probably. And so they morph, and then the Krusties are about to hit Ethan, and then the other two jump in, and I forget what he said. Also, I hate the ha at the end of the morph sequences. They did it last season. It was stupid. Yeah. It's dumber this time.
Yes, you don't need it. We haven't needed it for 10 seasons, 11 no. seasons.
Well, it was fine.
This is season 12, right?
Yeah.
So we didn't need it for 10 seasons, and then Disney was like, hey, what if they need like a, you know how when you put a key in a lock, you have to turn it? Well, we need a little phrase that's like turning the key.
Yeah, you could have turned it on the up. You could hit the like power up and then hit the thing on the up, right? You don't need to be like, ha, like you're trying to, like you're laughing at the the Krusties. Gotcha. I'm going to be a Power Ranger now.
I'm a dastardly hero.
What? So they all show up. They start fighting. Connor's like, why'd you? Oh, I'm in the middle of something. And Ethan's like, it's not my fault. It's them. We didn't attack us. Like, safe fight. Then the dang numbers game turns on its head on the bad guys after Tommy kicks Elsa and Zeltrax in the face and neck. And they're like, we're going to leave, actually, and we're going to get you later.
He hits Elsa, which is just, I'm not going to get used to calling this weird space dominatrix Elsa. It's just not going to work
name
for
of
me.
A very popular Disney princess. It's also a little like regular.
It's
you know?
A little regular, but it's like, I don't know. I don't look at like an evil space woman and go, her name is Elsa.
Elsa. That'd be like if it's like in Mighty Morphin, Rita's like, all right, Goldar, squat, Babu. We need one more warrior. Where's Samantha? And then Scorpina shows up and they're like, all right, Samantha, your name's just Samantha, like regular ass Samantha. I also don't know. I don't know what Elsa's hair is trying to do other than confuse me.
Is it hair?
See, I wasn't sure. And I think I thought it was like a weird little like, very tight skull cap sort of situation, but it also kind of looks like braids that are kind of going around her head.
Oh, I read that as like brain wrinkles. I don't know,
like her brain, but her brain, like there's flaps, there's like ear flaps that go over the ears.
Well,
for her brain.
Alien. Maybe she has brain flaps.
You know what? Maybe she does. It kind of looks like, do you remember in the Spider-Man cartoon, like in the 90s Spider-Man cartoon, how like Norman Osborn's hair was that like. They were sort of these weird, like, nuclear cornrows.
No, I don't remember that.
Google a picture of Norman Osborn in the 90s. It's, like, it looks... it like, hair can't look this way. Like, it can only look like this in a cartoon. And I feel like Elsa's hair is, like, kind of trying to do that. But I don't know.
I put an I in Norman, so it was Noirman.
Noirman.
That's not a name or a word. That's what they called old detectives, noirmen.
Noirmen. They're
Spider-Man
on the case.
Spider-Man cartoon Norman. Show me the images. I can't tell if this is the old cartoon. This looks like just like a slick back short haircut.
All right. Well, hold on. Let me do a Google too.
Yeah, he's got like the Giovanni hair. Except when you see it from the top, it's definitely like horizontal lines in it. I don't know what that's... Okay, now I see what you're talking about. I don't know what this is about. Why does it look like this?
See, that's what I'm saying. And I think that's kind of what Elsa's hair is doing.
I think you're right. Why is it like this?
I don't know.
What is this supposed to read like?
I have no idea. It's like I said, it's like nuclear cornrows. I don't
just
get it.
Looks like he literally looks like a 90s superhero cartoon version of Giovanni, but he has like red streaks horizontally through his hair.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of what her hair is. Maybe it's her brain. I'd rather it be her brain, honestly. If we're being completely honest, I would rather it be her brain than a weird, confusing kind of like hair flap, like, because it is also like a toque. It's like a hair toque, and I don't know. So Connor's like, I gotta go back to tryouts. Can you guys handle the eggs? And they're like, yeah, go. So he leaves. He goes back to tryouts. He gets there, and this coach is the most New Zealandish guy they could have found. He does not make one effort to hide his accent, which he's a soccer coach. Like, why does he need to? Right?
Right.
So I think that's fine. But he's like, yeah, I marked you down as DNF. You did not finish. See you later, Connor. And Connor's like, but don't get another chance. And he's like, why would you do that? You literally left in the middle of doing the tryouts.
Also, you're in high school and this is a professional team.
That is a thing I feel like this coach is not taking seriously enough.
And he knows that. Because when Connor first got there, he was kicking a ball around, and the coach was like, who's that guy? And some old, like, dad stood up and was like, that's Connor from high school.
That's Connor from the high school?
Connor McKnight, is that his name?
Connor McKnight.
Yeah.
Of the Clan of McKnight.
He goes to the high school, and he's part of, like, the local soccer club?
Yeah, I forget the way he said it, but it was not how I have ever heard. The local club's game. The local sport game club.
You know how all the jocks in high school were part of football club?
Football club. this would be called, if they were in New Zealand, it would be called football club.
It would be.
So he's like, yeah, you didn't finish. Anyway, better luck next time. See you later. And so Coach Kiwi leaves. I just called him Coach Kiwi.
He doesn't get a name besides Coach.
Yeah. So then a little girl kicks a ball over and to Connor. She's like, kick it back. And he's like, okay. And he kicks it back and she stops it. And he's like, hey, good stop. And she's like, thanks. And she runs back to her mom. And then we cut to a weird, I don't know what to make of this scene or this this new character. Cause this is only episode 3. And we're bringing in two new characters this time.
One of them I like, and one of them bums me out.
Which is which? So let me explain the new. Okay. Let me explain Trent, the new guy, comes in. Kira sees him, and she's like, "Oh my god, I want to get up on there." She is horned. She is down to clown from the jump.
Kira's having a hard time this episode.
She is having a hard time. And Ethan's like, because she's like stumbling over words. Ethan's like, are you going to finish this sentence or what? And she's like, he's like, wow. And he's like, yeah, okay. And then this guy comes over and he's like, hey, I'm Trent. This is my first day. Has anyone seen Haley? Because I work here now. I need to know how to start my job. Because
oh, man.
She didn't give any interaction into like directions or anything.
I know exactly how he feels. Because when I started working at the college,
did you just go in and you were like, well, here I am. Yeah, what do I do?
Yeah, they were like, this is your first day. Just come in. And I went in. And none of the teachers for the graphic design department were there.
Oh, no.
And all the studios were locked. And so I'm just standing in the hallway like, what do I do?
This is my job.
Nobody told me what to do. I think I was standing out there for like an hour before someone finally like came in that was able to open it, and they were like, oh, you need to get a key from security in the basement. And I was like, nobody
that sounds
told
like a trap.
Me, nobody told me anything.
This is my first day. I shouldn't be alone yet, right?
Yeah, like I should. I remember some training or something. Anyway, think, joke's on them. I kept the key. I still have a key to the graphic design labs at the Mountain Gardener.
Nice. I think my first day at Walmart, there were no other stockmen, and that was what I started as. So they're like, yeah, just get carts. And I was like, okay, I'll just go get them. And I just was like bringing them in like two. I didn't know there's like a way you could do it. I didn't know what. It was a mess. Anyway, so this is Trent. He's new. He works here. He just moved to town. Ethan somehow knows that about him. He's like, hey, you just moved to town, right? And he's like, I did. Just moved to town. I'm new in town. And I work here now. And he's like, well, I'm Ethan. And he's like, cool. And he looks at Kira, who is not looking at him at all because she has a crush, and we've all been there.
Mm-hmm.
We all know how terrible eye contact can be. And he's like, like anything? No? Okay. And Ethan's like, she doesn't know how to talk. We've been trying for years, but she just doesn't. And Kira's like, it's nice to meet you, thanks. And then goes back to looking at her juice or whatever.
I feel like she was doing homework. Like, she had a book open.
She might be doing, like, a set list. She might be, like, trying to make a set list now. Yeah. Or something. So then Connor comes in waving his accent around. He's so mad.
He's not even trying.
He can't hide it. Yeah, he's like, it's just right out in front of God and everyone. And he's like, I didn't make the team. And they're like, well, it's a professional team. He's like, no, because I left. And they're like, well, you had a good reason. He's like, well, I can't just say I'm Connor and I gotta go fight dinosaurs. And they're like, Connor, shut up, man.
Sorry, I had to leave practice. I had to go fight dinosaurs in the woods.
And he's like, they're like, Jesus, man, bring it down.
Everyone can tell you're from New Zealand. Just calm down. Have an apple juice.
Have a juice. So this is also, we see like the full scope of the, because they're like, there's like the bar and they were at like a table and there's some other tables, like some arcade stuff. And then like they walk like across the whole thing over to a Nickelodeon couch near the window. It's a big set. It's like a pretty big set.
Yeah.
So he's like, I need to go talk to Dr. O. And they're like, we're going to go with you because you seem really not, like, good right now. So we're going to go with you.
You should be driving alone.
Yeah. So they go with him. We cut to Tommy's house. They get downstairs into, like, the temple area. And we just see Tommy getting thrown around right. Across the screen.
The door, like, flips open. And all you hear is, it's not safe! And he gets thrown across the room.
And, like, there's, like, boxes. We see, like, this, like, CGI, like, really quick tail flash or something. At some point, Tommy ends up with gack on him. I don't know what that's supposed to be.
I feel like it's supposed to be, like, egg goop.
Egg hatch goop? Yeah. He's like, I'm trying to train him, but it's not going great. And then, like, they throw him. And he's like, well, I guess I could take a break now that they've thrown me enough and they seem to have quieted down. And he's like, what's up, Connor? And Connor's like, you got to replace me. Because I love soccer, and I want to do soccer, and it's the only chance I'm ever going to get to do soccer. You are 17, and usually you don't get to try out for professional teams until you are an adult.
Right, you're like, I haven't even gone to college yet. I'm sure you could play college ball.
Right, like you're 17.
Yeah.
You're going to get more opportunities to play soccer. Nothing.
My life is basically over after next year, so I either play now or never.
Tommy's like, I get it.
Yeah, because the other two are like, whoa, shut up. You can't quit.
You can't just quit. And Kira's like, I have stuff I want to do, but like I'm dealing. And Connor's like, we are not the same person, and I'm not dealing. And Tommy's like, I understand, Connor. I fully get where you're coming from. So I just want you to really think about it. He's like, all right, fine. And then he leaves. And I do like that Tommy's like, I get it. Being a Power Ranger can suck. Like, yeah. I love, like, of all the people to know that, it is Tommy Oliver.
I saw my girlfriend's float get destroyed. Like, I understand.
I got turned evil several times.
There will be a lot of tears. Yeah, you might get turned evil and actually punch your friends really
hard.
Punch
all your friends. Throw your friend Trini out of a 60-foot Megazord. It happens. These things happen. So he leaves, and Ethan's like, I thought the red guy was supposed to be the leader. And then it just we lay there for a second.
And Tommy makes a face that's like, well, not always.
Sometimes. Not when I'm around.
Except for when I am. Because he was a red ranger.
He was a two-time red ranger. That's true. So we cut back to King Koopa. And this is... It's not confusing, but it's just weirdly worded because he's like, if Tommy trains the things, he'll be able to use the things. And we're like, yeah, that's how that works, right? So I get that you don't want that. But then he's like, time for the teacher to become the student again. Make a monster. And I'm like, what does that have to do with anything? What do you mean? So he says, initiate the Geno randomizer, I think is what he called it.
It sure, what comes out of this thing sure looks like a random Geno.
Yeah. There's like a computer and there's tubes and they got stoplight colored fluids in them and they're moving around. And then there's like a thing and then it pours a bunch of liquid, I guess, into it and that makes a monster. Out pops a monster. I'm going to call him Dwarman because... Because I don't have a name for the monsters yet.
He barely gets a line.
I don't think he has a name, for sure.
Yeah, he definitely doesn't have a name. He says one thing. He's like, follow me or something. Or he's like, come and get me.
He's like, it looks like a crow bad guy from Gauntlet Dark Legacy.
I read it as like a chicken, but he has like a weird flower mane around his neck.
I didn't even notice the flower mane. I was like, that's a crow, I think. But he has like a metal face. And I was like, a Power Ranger monster.
There's definitely
so.
Some kind of like petals or leaves or something on him.
Or maybe they were just weird feathers.
I'm gonna see if I can't find a good picture of him.
Yeah, and maybe a name other than, because I'm just gonna keep calling him Norman until I got one. So anyway, they're like, all right, go out, play,
go play.
So we come back to Connor. He's doing some kicks. Coach Kiwi comes up and he's like, hey, one of your teachers called and said that he was the reason that you had to leave. So you got a shot back on the team. And he's like, that's so good. And he's like, but Connor, you will have to give up everything to be on soccer club, to be in pro soccer club. That's a little dramatic, I think, Coach Kiwi. You got a name for him?
I don't think I have a name for him.
Did you just look up this episode?
Yeah, the only thing in the cast is Bird Brain, but it's in quotes. So I think they called Bird Brain, but okay. He doesn't actually have a name. Also, Haley's last name is listed here, and it is Zictor.
Zictor. So she's a criminal. She's a supervillain, right? Like, she's clearly a criminal with a last name Zictor. Like,
I don't know. I like Haley. I want her to be like a good Ernie, because okay. If she knows everything about all the teens in town.
How long until she finds out they're Power Rangers, right?
I feel like she knows already.
I feel like there's going to be a part where she's like, oh, by the way, Dr. Tommy Oliver, I know I read your file.
Yeah, like when she...
He's like, I don't have a file. And she's like, you got a file.
I'll talk about it more at the end of the episode because I don't want to spoil it.
Okay, so Noirman goes on the attack. Tommy calls and he's like, hey, this is right after the coach is like, I'll let you know if you got on the team, and then leaves. But he literally, when he's like, you'll have to give up everything for this, I was like, all right, pull it back, man. He's 17. Sell this guy a bill of goods. So Tommy calls. After Coach Kiwi leaves, the other two show up. Kira and Ethan show up, and they're like, we get it, man. Like, you got things you want to do. Power ranging is a lot. Like, we understand. He's like, all right, cool. And then Tommy calls, like, hey, there's a monster attacking downtown. And Connor's like, all right, for the last time, here we go. And they do a morph. And they go and they fight Noirman for like a minute, right?
Yeah.
And he starts running away, and Connor, the one with super speed, is like, we're never gonna catch him.
Well, he's morphed, so he doesn't have any superpowers anymore.
Is that, I guess that's the rule. And hey, can I tell you, bad superpowers.
Yeah, it's you can't, stupid.
If you can't use them inside your super suits, what's the point? Also, every time I see them, I love their morph suits more and more. I think they are so dope. Good job.
Yeah, this time, like, especially the helmets this time, I noticed are just really good.
They're really clean. They're really, like, slick. They're not really cluttered. There's not, like, a lot going on. It's really nice. So he's like, we're never going to catch them. And Tommy's like, yes, you are. And I thought he was going to be like, use your super speed, idiot. But he's like, I'm sending you the Raptor Riders. So up run three Raptors. That's what hatched out of the eggs.
I thought the way that they talked about them when they found the eggs, I thought like, oh, they're going to get motorcycles
are going to hatch from the egg. Yeah, that's what I thought.
These are just full-ass Raptor robots. Full-on rock.
How long until they just turn into regular motorcycles, do you think?
Oh, I don't know. I hope never.
I mean, because it would be cooler if it's never.
Them riding raptors into battle like giant chickens is just, it cracks me up. It looks so dumb.
So they start going. Krusty's are attacking. We see the little girl from earlier who kicked Connor's soccer ball. He's like, you go catch Norman. I'm going to beat up these Krusty. I'll save the little girl. So he jumps off and he saves her. And then he catches up later. It's really quick. I don't know if something happens in between him catching up and him jumping off. But
he drop kicks a Krusty, and then the little girl's mom runs up, and he's like, she's safe now, and then runs away.
You know, like Power Rangers do.
Yeah.
That happens all the time. So they catch up. They put the thing together. They do a Z-Rex blaster, and they shoot Noirman, and he blows up, and we see like pieces of him hit the ground.
They shoot him from the backs of the Raptor Riders.
Yeah.
Which is crazy because that means that the blast is going that much faster.
Yeah, it's even faster. And also, it's pretty impressive that they got those raptors to be like hip to hip and they kept running in a straight line.
Well, they're trained now, you see.
Oh, you're right. Yes.
So then I think we cut to Mezogog watching it on the screen as it just rains chunks of bird brain to the ground.
Yep. And he's like, use the hydro regenerator on him.
Did we talk about Tommy's monster TV that he saw bird brain on?
No, and I didn't notice if it was weird or not.
Yeah, it's in his lab. I guess it's his
lab. Yeah.
And it's got like this big, thick keyboard, but it's just like a TV. And it looked like he was just watching TV, and Bird Brain like shows up on the screen. He's like, "Well, I better call the Power Rangers."
He saw the news.
Like, it's like, how did you tune in to where he was?
It's got that viewing globe technology, man.
He smacks some keys on his just big, thick keyboard.
A big, chonky keyboard. So King Koopa is like, use a hydro regenerator. So he basically reconstitutes Norman like he's astronaut food, right? Is what I'm getting.
Yeah, the chunks are dehydrated. You drop some water on it.
Put some water on it. Or it's like those little, like,
those little sponge
pills. Yeah. So in hot water, it's like, I'm a dino.
When I was a kid, I used to get those at CVS all the time.
Do you remember? These ones are even weirder. They were like weird nude men. Do you remember the weird nude men?
Yeah. And they grow three times their size.
They were
overnight.
Like made out of synthetic boner. Like, why? What are those? What even are they?
You start with a little man, and then when you wake up in the morning, now you have a big man.
Is it teaching me about puberty? Is that what that
it's
was?
Just teaching you that some things absorb water and get big.
I don't know. I think.
I feel like there was. I don't know if this is what Monster in My Pocket were, but there was definitely some kind of like a little plastic monster toy that was like in an egg or something that was like water dissolvable, and you put that in the water, okay. And then when you wake up in the morning, the water's like a yucky color from the egg or whatever that disintegrated into it, and then you put your hand there
to it now.
And you pull out just a solid plastic figure that is a monster. A lot of water-based toy. I've used the word toy loosely because it was just sponges and naked men.
And naked dildos.
And they were always like super like tight, like with their arms all the way at their really side.
And they had like they looked like a dog boner. They were awful.
And they just had that weird like blank face where the eyes weren't even and the mouth
like,
was just
like
flat.
Oh, I'm alive now. Oh no.
Please kill me.
Anyway, so they grow bird brain.
I don't know what to call the rain that makes them grow yet.
I'm just gonna call it the reconstitutor. I don't know. They astronaut food him and he's big now. And so they call Tommy and they're like, Dr. O, you're never gonna believe this. And he's like, let me guess, this is a 30-story version of the problem you had a minute ago. And they're like, you've done this before. And I'm like, or he's seen the news where the Power Rangers fought monsters on the news, because
he's watching it on his closed circuit television.
But like, it's preposterous that Power Rangers exist in a world and no one thought to like film the natural disaster that could walk around, right? Like,
yeah.
Oh. So anyway, he's like, I'm sending you the Zords. So he sends them the Zords. They get in the Zords. First thing they do, pull up the Paterarang. It's just a Terrarang, but I put a P in the front of it, so I knew to pronounce it. Paterarang.
This was also weird, because I feel like they were in the Zord, and he was, and Bird Brain was like flying or something, and Connor was like, well, now what?
Well, I think they get blasted or something right out of the way. And he's like, oh, what are we going to do now? And they're like, I don't know, anything at all? What do you mean?
And Kira's like, hey, Terrarang.
Terrarang. So it's the wings from the pterodactyl. They throw it. It's a boomerang. And that lets them use the big drill killer. And they do a drill kill and they murder him. And then we cut down to the Rangers. Just like on like some, they're just somewhere, and like the little girl that he saved is there. So he runs up, she runs up and she hugs him. She's like, thank you for saving me. And he's like, yeah. And then we like zoom in to his like inside his helmet, and he's like, yeah. And I was like, ah, there it is.
Yep. The hug of a child will.
Yep. Now he knows it's really important.
Yeah.
So we cut back to cyberspace, and Trent gives Kira a soda and says, good luck. Here's a good luck soda for your audition. And Connor comes up and is like, I'm still in. Because Ethan's like, I didn't think I'd ever see you again. Like, you would just leave that day for soccer, for soccer team.
Well, yeah, because it's a pro team. So you have to give up everything, including school.
Including your whole life. You never see your family again. When he said everything, he meant everything.
Everything. It's just soccer now.
So he walks up, he's like, no, I'm still in. And then him and like Ethan sit down. And he's like, yeah, I've seen that little, saving that little girl made me realize it's really important. And, that's when Haley comes up and she has two sodas and she puts them down. She's like, hey, I heard you didn't make the team. Here's some sodas on the house for you and like, your friend Ethan, who had a fine day, actually.
She's like, hey, sorry you didn't make the team. Here's two Rolling Rocks. Don't tell anybody.
Don't tell your parents.
But also she's just like, hey, sorry you didn't make the team. Here's your soda. And she leaves in a way that just makes me think like, hey, I know you didn't make the soccer team because you're a Power Ranger.
I think she knows, right? Because
it seems
knew.
Like she does. Yeah. It
and
seems her, like she
Ernie,
does.
And Ernie didn't even used to be an FBI agent or whatever. So then Haley intros Kira in a very weird way. She's like, here's a girl with a lot to say. It's Kira Ford. And I was like, that, why can't you just say, here's Kira? Like,
I was like, does she have a lot to say? Because
we'll find out in a second.
I've heard what I think the song is going to be. And I think she only has one specific thing to say.
So far, she only has the one song.
Yeah.
But I actually like it.
It seems like what happened in the last episode, which I guess was part one of the last episode, I think, when she was just like, freak you out, over and
she's
over
She's just
again.
Trying to figure it out.
She
yeah.
was writing the song. And so she was like just saying it over and over again, like, where do I go from here?
What do I do? Yeah.
Because she only says the line a couple times this time, and the song's not too bad.
I actually like it. It's the Avril Lavigne-est song they could have written for
Avril.
Her.
I would not put it on my phone.
I would. I'm a noted Avril Lavigne fan. I like her later stuff better, which is like probably an incorrect take to have. But I think What the Hell is her best song, and also one of the best songs ever written. And I know that's not
anyone else in the world thinks. Not the best take to have.
No, I don't think it's like correct. I just think it's true, you know. So anyway, someone says like, "Hey, wasn't Dr. O supposed to be here?" And then we cut to Tommy outside walking up. He hears Kira singing. He's like, "Oh, that's my girl. We're gonna okay." And then he gets kidnapped. Bunch of Krusties and Zeltrax show up, kidnap
he gets
Tommy.
Dino napped.
You're right.
Excuse you.
He gets dino napped. He gets paleontology napped.
He's gonna need some dino help.
He's going to need a lot of dino help because he's just straight up kidnapped now. So,
yeah. Well, that's because
like a punk.
The next episode is 500. So that's going to be our Memories of Green or whatever.
From what I understand, I don't know. I'm assuming the framing device is like Mezogog is like, tell me all about the Power Rangers.
Tommy's just like intensely being interrogated and we're supposed to have like a feel good flashback of the series. So
yeah.
Far.
I don't know. I mean, I guess we'll find out on next week, or well, not next, later this week.
Yeah.
But that's the end of the episode, and it's doing that thing again where it just kind of like ends.
It just stops.
Yeah.
It's just over now. Just like the theme song. It's like, this one's done.
Yep. It's like, okay, bye. Josh, I started.
Yeah.
What is the best?
I want to give it to the Raptor Riders. I just think they were really goofy in a really fun, good way. Like, they're very Power Rangers.
They are.
But they're not, like, really Power Rangers, you know?
This season feels, and I know they're dinosaurs, right? So obviously it's going to feel like Mighty Morphin the last time there was dinosaurs.
Right.
But this season feels a lot like Mighty Morphin after only three episodes, right?
Yeah.
Like, it feels more grounded and more like I don't know, like, not like Power Rangers are particularly grounded, but at least like Power Rangers like felt like it was like, these are teens and they have to fight monsters. This is like, these are teens and they have to fight monsters. And yeah, they can ride around on semi-organic raptor robots. Right. Like,
cyborg raptors.
But like, you know.
I don't think I am going to give it to them now that I'm thinking about it. I do want to give it to, I don't know. It's tough. I don't know how to like frame it. Just like the way that Connor like interacts with this child as Connor, like while he's bumming and like the little soccer kick back and forth. So there's like a weird connection with this little girl. And then like that comes all the way back around where he saves that little girl. And then that little girl hugs him, which like, quote unquote, saves him into like and makes him realize like, I need to do this. Power ranging is more important than soccer, if you can believe it.
Yeah. Also, huge ups to Connor for like the like he just got denied being on a pro soccer team and a girl kicks a soccer ball at him and he kicks it back and is like, good stop. Like,
yeah,
he doesn't like be a jerk at her because he's mad, like because he still is like, this is a little kid. It has nothing to do with it. So I like that.
Yeah.
I'm going to say
that through line of like Connor and the little girl, like from start to finish.
I'm going to say the best is Kira's song. Because my show, too, and I'm allowed to say whatever I think is the best.
Hey, yep, we're 50% co-owners, so.
Yep. What is the worst?
When I was watching it, I was like, this seems too soon for it to be like, this is affecting my life and I want out. But then I was like, well, no, that would happen right at the beginning.
Right away, yeah.
So I don't know what the worst is.
I have a worst.
I think the worst is the monster, Bird Brain. Bird Brain kind of sucked.
Bird Brain does kind of suck. My worst is when Connor's like, we're never going to catch him.
Right.
Because he has super speed.
that is stupid.
You know? And they haven't said, like, Tommy didn't say, like, you can't use your dinosaur powers inside the suit. It won't work. No one's ever said that. They just don't. Right? So Connor just goes, I know I have super speed, but that's hopeless.
I never looked up the picture of Bird Brain. I just looked up his name and closed it. Hang on. I need to see. Okay. I need to see what he looks like.
Get some specs on Bird Brain, on Noirman.
I think I'm definitely going to worst him because, like, what's one thing about Bird Brain you can tell me?
Bird?
What's his
powers?
And
that's mostly a question mark.
What does he do? What's his, you know, like.
Power is cause a ruckus. That's it. He did suck. He was bad.
I mean, he has, maybe he doesn't have petals around his neck like I thought he did. He's just a big, weird bird man.
He's like in a robe. He's like a bird wizard.
Yeah, but the robe is like made out of feathers.
Yeah.
He does have some green on him, but I can't see it over the gun he's holding.
He had a gun? I don't even remember that.
He has
that.
Like a shotgun.
I don't even remember him.
Because he didn't use it. He just died. I hate Bird Brain, and he's my worst.
All right, who's the MVP?
MVP is Connor?
I'm going to say Connor. Yeah. I think it's Connor. For the reasons that you gave a best, I'm going to give MVP. Right. So, hey, here's the thing that we never actually got around to talking about. How do you feel about Haley and Trent, the new characters?
I like Haley. I think she's going to be a good Ernie in that, like, she definitely knows, but, like, she doesn't.
Yeah.
She's not going to straight up tell them, but, like, you can tell that she knows, right?
I definitely think she knows Kira's social security number already. Right. Like, she knows she's Power Ranger. Like,
and I feel like she's gonna be like that really supportive kind of role because they beat us over the head with how much she helps teens.
She loves helping teens so much that she quit being in the NSA or whatever. Like, she was a CIA operative who just loved helping teens so much.
Trent bums me out.
Why does Trent bum you out, Josh?
Because he's here and he's wearing white and it's only going in one direction. And I had higher hopes for the White Ranger.
Yeah, me too. Do you know what Trent feels like?
Trent.
You know what Trent feels like to me? Feels like someone's like, how do we manufacture a new Tommy?
Yeah.
He's been in one episode and I'm like, this guy is going to turn evil. And, like, he's going to get powers. He's going to turn evil. They're going to just do the whole Tommy thing. And Tommy will go, whoa, that was me. But it's episode three.
Three.
That's really early to see a new guy who's going to be Tommy later. You know what I mean? Like,
well, not to spoil anything, but two episodes from now,
okay,
is called Back in Black. And then not until episode 11, I think, because 11 and 12 and 13. Oh, Jake, there's a three-parter.
Is that a three-parter? No, Josh, don't tell me that.
Those are called White Thunder, so.
Okay.
But I feel like we're going to be, it seems like we're going to be getting Tommy as a Power Ranger very soon.
Back in Black? Unless, what if Adam showed up? What if it's just Adam?
It could be.
He's like, hey, guys, Adam, I wanted to be a Power Ranger.
He's like, hey, Tommy's trapped on a spaceship with King Koopa, and I'm here to save him.
Because we have a deal. If I get trapped on a spaceship, he has to save me. If he does, I gotta save him. I guess we'll find out exactly for sure what happens. But I think we can see the shape of the season.
Yeah.
You know. So, what's the next episode called, Josh?
I believe it was called... Oh, yeah, it's called Legacy of Power.
Episode... 500.
So we will find out how much power that ranger does have.
Definitively, we will find out next time. But until then.
Wait, we got to rank it. We didn't rank it.
We got to rank it. You're right.
Is it better or worse than the premiere?
I don't think it's better than the premiere.
I don't think so either. It's not a bad episode, but that premiere was really solid.
It was a solid one. So coming in at number two, Wave Goodbye. Okay, now that's it for real. Now we're gonna get out of here and we'll see you next time for episode 500. But until then,
may the power protect you.
Three, two, one. What is it? It's Dino Thunder Power Up.
Dino Thunder Power Up.
That's one complaint. Morph call is stupid. All right. Three, two, one.
Dino Thunder Power Up. We'll get it.
We'll get it.